everybody. This is Ron. If you are on the call for our upcoming Quick Start Real Estate School in Chicago next week, you're on the right call. If you're on here for any other reason, you'd be on the wrong call. We're going to get started here in just a couple of more minutes.
Where's my boyfriend?
Well, we got about two more minutes. I'm going to mute everybody out in a minute, but before I do, why don't we find out who's on the call? Who are you and where are you from? Speak up.
Brett Adams, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, yeah. Good.
Harry and Eric Stenhouse, Orlando, Florida.
Hartford, Wisconsin.
Orlando and Wisconsin again, okay.
Yeah, Wisconsin again. Dennis Allstate.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow, we got Miss Wisconsin well represented here tonight, don't we? Okay.
Dallas, Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri, all right.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas.
Schaumburg.
Schaumburg, wow. You don't have far to travel, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
West Texas.
All right.
Nathan and Mindy Blair, Austell, Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Bristol, Connecticut.
All right. Connecticut. All right, let's give it about 30 seconds. We're going to keep going. All right, guys, I am going to mute you out right now.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Got to cut that background noise down. I've got a few things that I would like to go over. You might want to get something to write with and write on if you're not already equipped. I'm going to tell you exactly what you're in for, and then we're going to talk about how to get you prepared to come so you can get the best benefit from the event. Brian and Lynette, are you here?
Hi, Ron. How's
hey.
It going?
Yeah, we're always here.
Are always here. Okay.
We are so excited to hear your incredible voice.
Yeah. Full of it, too, aren't you? This is Brian and Lynette Wolf, who hail from Phoenix, Arizona, who will also be joining us at the event to help us help you. And, in fact, you'll hear from them in a moment. They're very important to the event because they are the ones that are going to be literally calling every single lead you bring in, along with another mentor or two that we might have in that class. They are also going to be working with you one-on-one throughout the entire event. So we'll come back to them in just a second. Before we get started, let's make sure everybody's on the same page with the hotel we're going to be at. I am going to be at the Embassy Suites in Schaumburg. I hope the rest of you are going to be there as well. That's Embassy Suites in Schaumburg. You most certainly should have that information by now, but every once in a while, we keep sending stuff out, but somehow it doesn't get through. And that phone number, if you need it, is 847-397-1313. That's 847-397-1313. So that's going to be in Schaumburg, Illinois. In fact, I just got off the phone with the realtor that we're going to be using this morning. And he's going to find us some good properties to go out and look at on Friday. Friday morning is the day of the bus trip, and we'll be going out and look at properties not very far from Schaumburg, and it's his job to pull us out the best prospects to go look at, because we are literally going to make offers on those prospects while we are doing this, and I mean real offers in real time to real realtors, to real sellers. So you're going to learn how I pulled those, or how he pulled them out of the MLS at my instructions. And I'll show you exactly how I trained him, sort of, to do that. And you might know this is the first time that we've used this particular realtor. So it's actually a pretty good example of how easy it is to get a realtor and tell them what you're looking for and then have them go out and bring those to you. That's exactly what he will be doing. And in fact, he's going to send me a couple, three of those prospects tomorrow, the next day, to make sure he's on the right track. So I'm checking him a little before I arrive. And then he'll be in the class sometime Thursday afternoon for us to go over them with him and create the route so that we can get on the bus Friday morning and actually go do our thing. There will be two busloads full of people on this event. So we're going to go see, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 houses total on Friday morning and come back and fire out some offers on them, just like we do in real life, except you'll learn that in real life I don't go look at them first. We make offers from my desk and then go look at them after the offer gets accepted, and you'll see why you have all the information right at your fingertips to do that nowadays. Save you an awful lot of time and grief. In fact, I have probably made, gosh, I don't know, at least 20 offers on bank-owned properties within the last 6 or 7 days alone, and I haven't seen any of them yet. In fact, I just got one accepted 2 days ago on the batch that I made last week, or I think it was early last week. So you'll see exactly how we do that today. All right, you should know that our class will start at 8 a.m. sharp on Wednesday. And I don't make any evening plans, ladies and gentlemen, because we go till about 7:30 on the first night, which is Wednesday, and about 6 to 6:30 on the second night. And then on the third night, we go till about 6 as well. And then on the last day, we'll be done at about 4 to 4:30, so you can plan ahead, plan for travel. We start at 8 a.m. every single morning. So if you, in fact, are planning on driving to class every day because you might live in the area, might want to rethink that one. You need to live pretty darn close, or you're going to have a hard time getting there in the morning on time. And we'd like to have you staying in the hotel anyway so we can all get together and network, and you can relax and focus on business at hand. You should have my courses. If you have a chance, you'd want to listen to the Control Without Ownership one at least before you come. That's 11 CDs. And honestly, if you don't get the rest of them in, don't worry about it. Because the truth is, everything you're going to need is right in the 320-some-odd page boot camp manual you'll get when you check into class. And I can tell you that'll be a brand new manual. Even Brian and Lynette Wolf have not seen it. I have literally changed at least 25% of that manual in the last week alone. So
wow,
constantly updating and adding new stuff to it as well.
That's exciting.
Now, on our first day is the day that the Wolves are going to spend the day calling your leads for you. So I'm going to come back, and we're going to go over what a lead is and how we want to handle. But before I do, I'd like for the Wolves to take over and tell them just how important it is, guys, for them to get these leads and bring them into class and what it means to them.
Absolutely. The more lead sheets you bring in, the more sellers we can call for you and close deals for you right there. On the very first night, we actually do it from stage, close the deals for you. Oh, by the way, for those of you that don't know us, Brian Lynette Wolf, we're in Arizona.
Yep.
And we're the king and queen of automation. We actually average 6 deals per month, total automation, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. We are transaction engineers. We've been buying and selling real estate and mortgages combined for over 40 years, for those of you that don't know us.
We actually started off as realtors, so we had that understanding of the business. And I'll tell you what, it took Ron to break us out of that thinking and make us see what possibilities were really there. Because, you know, they always say, oh, real estate has made more millionaires than any other business. It's not being a realtor necessarily. It's real estate investing. And I'm telling you, when we first saw Ron, he's talking about right at the boot camp, you're going to see real offers on real ugly houses. Well, the great thing about Ron is he opened up our mind on pretty houses. I understood how investors do rehabs and that, but I didn't understand the whole pretty house world. So you're going to see some stuff that will change your life if you let it, because it totally changed our view of the business, totally changed our life, and gave us our life back, too. So it's an amazing, potentially life-changing event for everybody there.
And, Ron, we met you 11 years ago.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Yep.
11 years ago, and you changed our life forever. I mean, seriously, we owe you so much. We owe you everything.
Well,
and we are very grateful that we met you 11 years ago.
Well, thank you. Just send money.
Okay.
Get these folks prepared here now, because, guys, one of the most exciting and most fun and most productive things that we do at this event is work your leads for you. And when I say work your leads for you, I mean we literally call them on the telephone with for those that we can reach. Again, we spend all day on Wednesday. I'll be teaching, and the Wilson Company will be calling and calling and calling and calling and see how many we can get on the telephone. And then we'll do that all the way up through Thursday morning. And I don't know, we might reach 50, 60% of them by the time we get through, because the truth is a large percentage of the people who advertise their house for sale, you can't get them on the telephone. So,
I know, that is shocking to me.
You're also going to see how important these VAs are to you, because soon they'll be taking that load off of your back, and all you need to do is follow up on leads that they chase down and get the information on. You'll get all that information in class, and you'll see why letting other people do that front end for you is so incredibly important if you want to get your life back and not have your business run you and do all the unpleasant stuff, because this is definitely not a pleasant thing to track these people down and get them on the phone and then collect the information from them. So our trained staff will do that for you after the event if you so choose. But that first day, the Wolves were literally doing nothing but calling on leads and getting, look, they're either going to get them out or get them in and orally agree on a tentative deal. We don't really close deals on that day, but we orally do close them on the fact that they will accept terms, and then what terms. We get that right out from them right on the telephone, and then they're going to actually set appointments for you, for the ones that work out, for you to go back home, and then before you leave the building, we're going to have a contract, help you prepare a contract so you can take it home and use it. So when you leave, you can make the best use of these leads that you're going to bring to us. And I intentionally scheduled this call on a Tuesday night, so you literally have a full week to prepare before you come. So that's plenty of time for you to get on the telephone and make a few phone calls, fill out a few sheets. Now, you should have those sheets in front of you now. If you do not, you can get them out of my course, the purple one, or you can get them at ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O, ronlegrand.com/FISBO, and I hope you know how to spell my name right by now. And if or they're also on the Gold Club site if you happen to be a Gold Club member, and if you're not, you might as well go to ronsgoldclub.com and join, because you will be a member before you leave the room, because honestly, it's incredibly dumb not to be. That is where all of our forms and agreements and over 200 different video trainings are located, and just a whole plethora of other benefits to you. In fact, I'm going to take a little bit of time and go through that Gold Club site so you can get to know it better while we're in class, because it is an incredible, incredible site. So anyway, the FISBO sheet should be in front of you. If not, grab it down and have it in front of you, because that's the same one that we'll be working in class. That's the same one that we'll be calling from and hopefully getting you some deals.
And, Ron, I this is so exciting. You don't even know this. From the last event that we just came back from Orlando, we called a seller for Dan. Dan brought in the lead sheet, and this is incredible. He brought in the lead sheet, and, of course, we called the seller, and we ended up, this deal, we bought the house for $440,000. Okay, the seller had a mortgage for $375,000. PITI was $2,675 a month, principal, interest, property tax, and insurance. So we bought it with a Sandridge lease purchase for $440,000, took over the $2,675 PITI, zero money down. We sold it, and get this, we sold it for $465,000, got a $20,000 deposit check, and the monthly amount is $2,875. So that's positive cash flow, $200 a month. And Dan made $20,000 up front, total profit $25,000, because he brought this lead sheet in. Do you think he was ecstatic that he brought the lead sheet for us to call?
And that's just one deal on one lead sheet, isn't it?
That's right.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. We deal after deal, you will just, I mean, we're just so excited to call your sellers. Call the more lead sheets you bring in, the more potential for money, like Ron said. So bring in a ton of lead sheets, or you will be sorry if you don't bring lead sheets in.
You sent me 6 testimonials today from one person.
Oh, that's right, Andrew.
That was a couple of weekends ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Andrew, he got 6 testimonial letters from one person. Do you think he was happy that he brought lead sheets? He was the one who dropped the yellow letter campaign prior to the Quick Start Real Estate School.
I don't remember him, but I should, but I don't.
Well, you can remember that he is making a ton of money and tons of testimonials just from that one student, and he was so happy that he brought those lead sheets into the Quick Start Real Estate School. I mean, that is the key. The more lead sheets you bring in, the more potential money you can walk out with pre-negotiated deals.
And that is really the key, because I'll tell you, we went to a lot of seminars and tried things, and boy, when you get to this, this is real. Like I said, when we're making these are real deals we're closing for you from leads you bring in. We don't take any cut or anything. I mean, we're just trying to help you guys get going as fast as possible. We want to see you leave with a pre-negotiated deal to go close.
That's the whole goal.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go over this lead sheet, guys and gals. So get in front of you. I just want to make sure that we're clear on what we need to have in order to help you process these things. If you will look at the top of the sheet, well, if you look all over the sheet, you'll see some stars. By the way, we're redesigning that sheet a little bit because there's not enough stars on there. I'm going to tell you the critical blanks that I need filled out, and you got to get the answers to these blanks by simply going down the sheet and asking the question and filling in the blank. I mean, guys, we've got barely over minimum wage virtual assistants doing that, so I'm sure that there's no reason why you can't do it. Just follow the sheet down and fill in the blanks as I'm about to describe. Now, of course, you want to know the seller's name and the phone number, and you also want to know where you got the lead from. You should put that up there in the source section, and make sure your name is in the upper left-hand corner as well, because we want to know, I mean, don't turn them in until you put your name on them. We won't know who they belong to. And if you look at the upper right, you'll see a star where it says the asking price. There's only one place in the world you can get the asking price from, and that's from the seller. What is your asking price? You'll get an answer. And then right below that, there's the next line. Your question would be, what do you think it would appraise for if we had it appraised right now, or what do you think it's worth right now? Something like that, and fill in that blank. I want to know what the seller thinks it's worth. Very, very important. Sometimes they think it's worth way more than it is. Sometimes they think it's worth less. And then sometimes they're right on the money. Now, right below that, you'll see a line that says your comps. Now, that is not a question you ask the seller. That's a blank you fill in. In fact, that's the only blank on the sheet that you have to do any research to fill in yourself. The rest of the blanks come from the seller's mouth. In order to fill in that blank after you're through, if you get positive answers from the seller, then you can do a little homework here and fill in that blank. If you do not get answers from the seller that are to your liking, then there's no reason to fill in that blank because you obviously have a dead end. But you can get those answers on Zillow or Trulia or any number of sites where you can go get comps. In fact, what is your current recommendation, guys?
We use housevalues.com.
Housevalues.com.
Yes. And we also like eprazal.com, eprazal.com.
Okay. There's 4 sites right there. You really don't need but one of them. You are going to have to learn one or more of these sites, so you might as well go ahead and start playing around with it right now and do your homework so that you can figure out how to go on that site and quickly pull up some comps. Keep in mind now, comps are only sold properties, not listed properties, not what they're asking, only sold properties. I'm going to teach you how to do comps in today's market on Thursday. Thursday. But in the meantime, there's nothing stopping you from going on there and looking for properties that are similar to yours. Try to see that they're similar in square footage. If they're a big gap in square footage, they're not a very good comp, and I want them in the same area as your property. And honestly, I don't think these websites would even pull them up if they weren't in the same area. And I prefer that they have been sold within the last few months. Those are the three key things to determine whether they're true comps or not. Just do the best you can and give me a couple of numbers. Where it says your comps, I just want a couple of numbers. Give me the sale price of 2 properties that are similar to yours. That's all I'm asking you to do. All of the bank-owned sales you can just throw away. I do not want them. Don't even write them down right there. And you can tell they're a bank-owned sale by simply what they sold for. If you're pulling up a comp in Schaumburg or wherever it is you live, and it sold for 200. If you got one that sold for 275 and another one sold for 256, one that sold for 210 is not a comp. It's probably a distressed property, probably sold to by the bank. So I only want the top two highest selling price comps that you can find. But again, try to make sure that they're similar kind of property, similar in square footage, close in proximity, and a recent sale, and do the best you can. That's not a maker or breaker, but the better you do at that, the easier it is for us to make a quick analysis decision when we're processing these leads, especially when I know we're going to be working on about 70 or 80 or 90 of these things during this class. So the more clear you are, the simpler it is for us, the faster we can go through them. Now, if you move down a little, you'll see that you're now into the block that asks for the loan information. This is a very critical block, and without it, we've got nothing but a worthless piece of paper. You must find out from the seller what they owe on the property. What do you owe? That's the question. What do you owe? Must have a loan amount. I must have a payment. What's the payment? And I really don't care what the interest rate is or who the lender is, but I must have those two blanks filled in, the loan amount and the payment. And they are literally will determine where we're going next. And without it, we cannot process it. If the house is free and clear, and you'll find a lot of them are, just put a zero where it says loan amount, and we're done. Now, if there's a loan on it, please note that I will need to know if it's PITI. PITI. So your question to the seller is, does that include taxes and insurance? If the answer is yes, and it generally is, just check yes. Do not leave it blank. Check yes. And then, of course, you ask the seller, I assume that the payments are current, and then you check yes. You'll rarely find a seller that you're going to talk to where the payments are not current. We are not looking for people that are in distress or behind on payments or in foreclosure, but every once in a while, one of them will pop up. If they pop up, fine. But, guys, it's critical that I know whether the payments are current. And if they're not current, how about how far behind are they? How many months are you back, or how many dollars would it take to catch up, or some indication as to how far they are behind? That little rectangle there is critical information. So, please, do not come without the answers in that rectangle. Now, I'm going to say this about six times, and Wilson and I both know that you're still going to bring some of you are still going to bring them, and you're not going to have those blanks filled in. Am I right, Lynette?
Oh yeah, it's astonishing.
Get the answers. Now, if they tell you that's none of your business and you can't counter that, by the way, you'll find in your purple course, There's a rebuttal to that question when they say it's none of your business in there. So look for that rebuttal, and it's something like what to say if you can't get the mortgage information. And honestly, just do the best you can. You're actually going to find that very few people will not give you the loan information, but there are some that are going to pause on that. So try to push through and get me that loan amount, because I'm telling you, without it, your lead will not be processed. Now, if you'll skip down, if you look in the middle, you'll see three blocks of script. Over to the left, it says, if the loan and the asking price are within $35,000, ask this question. Will you sell the house for what you owe on it? If that is applicable, I need you to check yes or no. But please remember that only applies if there's a small gap between the loan balance and the asking price. If they owe $250 and they want $275, ask the question. If they want $275 and they owe $175, do not ask the question. If you ask that question when it's obvious the answer is no, you're just alienating yourself, and probably that would be the end of the relationship right there, because you ask a stupid question. It's a stupid question to ask a seller that's asking $275 if they will if they will sell for what they owe, $175. You only ask that question when you have a small gap between a loan amount and the asking price. Do not forget that. In the middle, you'll see if there's a loan on the property. I want you to ask, would you consider a lease purchase if we would take on the responsibility of your repairs? And I must have that check, yes or no, if that's the question you're asking. And if you look over on the right, it says, if the house is free and clear, I want you to ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? I want a yes or a no there, if the house is free and clear. And if it's a no, follow the line down to the next paragraph right below it where it asks the lease option question. I want a yes or no there. So if they will not owner finance it and or they will not lease purchase it, then honestly, there's nothing we're going to be able to do with it, but still bring it to class. Because the truth is, about a third of your no's turn into yeses when they're called by a principal and or someone who knows how to handle that conversation better than you likely do at this point.
Yes.
Bring them anyway.
Yeah, it's so common that those no's turn to yeses. It's just unbelievable.
So let me recap here. You have three blocks with script in them. I need a yes or a no in one of those three blocks. You do not ask the question in all three blocks. You ask the appropriate question based on the loan information that you got above it. So I hope everybody's clear on that. If you're not, I'm going to take questions here as soon as I am through. Now go down below your script, and you will see some more critical information. I definitely need to know if the house is listed. You might want to put a star on your sheet because we have to know that. It's a totally different deal if it's listed than if it isn't. I want to know if it needs repairs. I don't need to know the repair amount, but I would kind of get a feel for what kind of repairs. Do we need a major overhaul here? Do we need a little foo-foo, or do we need nothing? You'll find that most of them will need nothing. So check it off. Check no. I also would like to know when they would like to move. That gives me an indication as to how flexible and motivated they are. And if there's any other notes on there you want to write, there's a space for you to write them. We need to know how many bedrooms and baths, of course, and how many square feet are in the property. For example, if you come in with a two-bedroom, one-bath, 750-square-foot house, I'm going to tell you to forget it right then and there because that's going to be a real tough house to sell. So fill in those blanks. How many bedrooms and baths, how many square feet? And if you look down at the bottom of the page, I also need to know if it's vacant or occupied. That is very important. We have much more motivated sellers when the house is vacant than we do when they're occupied. Plus, we have much easier access for you to get in it and begin the sales process. So we love vacant, but we certainly work on occupied. In fact, probably the majority of the houses we buy are not vacant. But if they are vacant, I definitely want to know it. And make yourself a note. If there happens to be a tenant in the house, I absolutely must know if it's rented and for how long and how much rent they are collecting per month, but only if it's got a tenant in it. And also, bottom right, you'll see a place to put in association dues. If it is a condo or a townhouse, you must ask that question because sometimes those association dues are deal stranglers. I mean, they literally are so high that they'll kill your exit strategy. Now, one more note on this. Let's go back up to the free and clear column there, the script in the middle. Guys, if the house is free and clear and you ask the question, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? And the answer comes back yes, I need you to follow the script that's in your course on free and clear houses. Here's the three things that we're going to want to know, and if you can get out of the cellar before you bring it to class, it makes it a lot easier. We want to know, the question is, may I assume you will sell with nothing down? Not will you sell, but may I assume you will sell with nothing down? That's exactly the way I want that question asked, and if it comes back no, then what is the least you would take down? I'm going to say that again. May I assume you'll sell with nothing down? shut up, wait for answer. If answer comes back, no, I won't do that, well, then what is the least you could take down? That's a very important question to help us determine whether that's a hot, hot prospect or not. And then secondly, what's the least you could take per month? And then, of course, you know, what is the least you could take on the asking price? If you'll give me those three answers, we'll worry about the term later. Honestly, we're going to need to know how long of a term they like, but we'll worry about that later. Right now, I want to know where their head is at on the down payment, and you're going to see why, because that's that answer will determine whether you're going to stay in the deal, whether you're going to get out of the deal, and how much money you're going to make on the deal right there, that one answer. May I assume you'll sell with nothing down? All right, Brian and Lynette, what have I missed there?
I think you encapsulated everything quite well. The only thing is, obviously, we really, really can't stress enough you bringing in, the students bringing in as many lead sheets as possible. We're going to sift through them with lightning speed on the pre-screening process. We're going to call the yeses first, and then we'll get to the noes, but filling them out completely and bringing in as many, many lead sheets as possible. I mean, this is just so phenomenal. We just love, love, love calling your sellers, so bring lots of lead sheets in.
Yeah, and we're calling them live, remember, up in front of everybody on stage the first night. So if you can get them to us right away when you get there, I mean, that's one of the most exciting parts of the whole event is listening, everybody listening to those calls.
And we will be doing deal structuring classes every day, which means I'll go up there and go through your deals, and we'll show you how to pull money out of them, exactly what to do next. And by the time you leave, you should clearly understand, honestly, how easy it is to convert these lead sheets, which is the heartbeat of your business, into real deals. And, guys, we don't do deals that will net us less than $10,000 per deal, and that's on a little simple, quick, pretty house flip of some sort. And from there, we go up. So this is a pretty important process for you to force yourself to go through. Now, I know that you're going to have to force yourself to sit down and make these calls, but I'm asking you to do it anyway. And if I were you, I would tape record those calls. Tape record both sides of the conversation. You don't need to do anything fancy. What I do is I call them on my house phone with a speaker on, and I just set my recorder that's built into my cell phone beside it to record it. That's all you have to do. And I don't care how you record them, frankly, but you'll figure that out. Record the call, both sides of it, and then play those calls back to yourself. That's all you're doing it for, is so you can listen to your own calls. You will quickly clean up your inadequacies. You'll see the mistakes that you have made and, frankly, how poorly you did and improve yourself very, very fast. Now, there are scripts for you to use to make these calls in your Purple course, and you're going to get a lot more and newer ones even in your boot camp manual when you arrive. So follow my scripts when you make these calls. Now, let's come down to where are we going to get these leads to call. And here are the answers. Number one, you're going to go on Craigslist and all of the sites in your town like Zillow and Trulia that advertise houses for sale, and you're going to look for people that advertise their house for sale. Now, most of them you're going to have to email them and ask them to give you back, get their phone number back to you because you'd like to call them and get the information and or just call you, one of the two. But go on there and process all of them in the area you want to work that you can find and call them all and get them called and get it done. Simultaneously, I'd like for you to be riding around in nicer areas, and I mean nice areas. Let's make it clear. You cannot go into an area that the houses are too high priced. In fact, the higher priced houses, the better. This is one area of real estate where I want you to stay out of the garbage, stay out of the junk, stay out of the low-end stuff. We'll be visiting that on Friday. But in the pretty house business, I want you to go into gorgeous areas, the areas where you want to live and above, and see how many for sale by owner signs you can find in front of the houses, and go home and call them. Go home and call them. Take a picture with your cell phone. Go home, get the property information sheet filled out for us. If you brought 20 of them, that's not too many. We'll process all we can get through. And I would remind you, we're not going to get a hold of more than 50, 60% of these people in the short window that we have. So you want to make sure that you bring way more leads than you think we can process anyway so we can wind up with a deal or two out of the pile for you. So ride around, look for FSBO signs, And also, you got time right now to run some ads. Run your own ad on Craigslist. You know, I buy houses, any area, fast closing. I buy houses any area, fast closing. Just run that ad with your phone number in it and your email address. That's all you need to do for now. Put it on Craigslist, refresh it daily, and simultaneously be looking for all of the sites that you can find, because the same sites that you buy houses on are the ones you're going to wind up posting ads to sell houses on, most likely. Go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in Schaumburg, or wherever it is you live, Milwaukee, wherever that is. And then here will a bunch of sites that where people are advertising that they have houses for sale. Make a list of those sites, and you're going to need 6 or 8 of them in your ongoing pile to run ads on to buy houses as well as to put ads on to sell houses. Hopefully you're going to let the virtual assistants do all of that for you in the coming future, but for right now, it's all on you. And actually, I like it that way because I want you to be making these calls yourself between now and the event. I want you to see what the VAs go through for you. I want you to see how much chasing is going on, and so you will really appreciate the service that they provide for you and how important it is to get that crap out of your life, because you and I both know if it is your responsibility to call these leads week in and week out, you're going to quickly find something else that you think is more important for you to do. And the reality is, this is the whole cold, hard reality. If these leads don't get called, then you don't have a business, because there's nobody to make offers on, buy houses from. So it's so critically important that you create a constant flow of these things. So I'm going to pound that into you in class, but right now I want you to go through this exercise yourself. I'd like for you to talk to these people. I'd like for you to get accustomed to talking to sellers. You will find that, you know, they're way more afraid of you than you are of them, and most of them are pleasant to talk to, and that all the rumors you're hearing about the nasty people out there are largely just not true. In fact, I had a meeting with my virtual assistant staff today, and there's 12 of them, and rarely do they even have a problem with a seller. And we called 10,000, looking at the report right here on my desk right now. Lynette, you guys don't even know this. Our VAs called 10,566 people.
Kidding. 10,500?
10,566 people in the month of September alone.
Woo!
For our students. So they're a calling machine.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible, Ron.
Okay. A couple more things before I open it up here for you. And by the way, before I open it up, please, no screaming children, no screaming spouses, no barking dogs, no racket, no noise, no shuffling paper, because when I open this up, it is not going to be a pleasant background. I'm going to do my best to take some questions here if you got them, but do your best to mute out all the junk behind you. And, in fact, hit your mute button if you think it's noisy around you. And please, no conversations while we're conversing. No side conversations going on. All right, you should know that if you want to bring a guest, you can. Remember, your parent, child, spouse, or significant other are free. But if you want to add a second guest, like a child or somebody in your business, you may do so for $500, and you can still call in and just add that name. And strongly suggest you do. Anybody that's going to be working in your business with you, I'd strongly suggest you bring them, especially if you have somebody to delegate to right now. You won't see me in a seminar without somebody to delegate what I'm learning to right then and there. And literally, I get it delegated before I even leave the room, much less before I get back home. So you still got time to do that. If you've registered a guest and that guest cannot come, please call our office and let us know, because we are preparing for you. We're bringing some stuff for you, and we really need to know how many folks are going to be there so we can properly prepare. All right, with that said, I am going to open this thing up for questions. So here we go. Let's see what happens.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We are open. Who's got a question? Yes.
Hey, Ron, Bob Scott here from St. Louis. I've got a question about directing phone calls from buyers to your Call Fire IVR.
Yeah.
The question is, I guess, I've already got the automated system set up with you through the Gold Club service. You talk about having a number that people can call if they're directly in front of the house to access the home right away. Is that a separate number from your automated IVR system?
Yes, it should be.
Okay.
You're gonna need one phone number for every type of media you use, such as, let's say you're mailing yellow letters, that would be a phone number. And let's say you're running ads online for buyers. That'd be another phone number. And then it's not a bad idea to take a third number and use it just for cases where you want them to come direct, to hit you direct. And I still adhere to the fact that if they're standing in front of that house, I want them to get a live human being, not a recording system.
Got it.
And you can get these numbers. You can get these numbers from CallFire, or you can get them from Google Voice, or even from Padline.
Got it. Fantastic.
All
right, thank you.
All right, hold on just one second, guys.
Conference recording has stopped.
Right. Who's got the next question?
Hey, Ron, this is Jamie from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And you had said that you would like us to ask.
You're breaking up on me. I cannot. I put every other word together.
I assume that you will snow with nothing down.
Yes.
But I missed which one is that under the free and clear.
That's only if the house is free and clear and you get a yes answer to yes, I will consider taking my equity and monthly installment.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I have it placed for it. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Next question. Well, either I covered it well or you guys are asleep, one of the two. So, or maybe you just don't care at this point. So, okay,
hey, Ron, Bob Scott here again. I've got a question about sending your documents to a lawyer. I know you recommend everything being close to an attorney.
Yeah.
Do you say that we should send them your documents and have them review her for our local state jurisdiction and make any adjustments?
Yes. That's exactly what I suggest, and they will most certainly make some kind of adjustment, two or three.
Okay, perfect.
Usually they accept them, and they say they're pretty good, but sometimes they say, oh, that's crap, mine's better. we will definitely discuss that in class.
So Scott, we're expecting you to bring lead sheets in. You have a lot of good questions.
Yeah.
No problem, definitely will do.
Another question.
Go ahead, I heard another question.
This is Bianca.
I heard the lady say another question. Let me take her first.
Bianca.
This is Branka Pavlovich calling from Chicago.
Okay, speak up.
I was at Robin Thompson seminar, and you said that we can view your course online before starting. So how do we do that?
Well, you if you have not gotten an access code to the virtual training,
yes,
then you call my office tomorrow and let them look you up and find out why.
Okay. All right, I will do that then.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
On bringing leads. Ugly house leads, they are mostly through realtors. Are you looking for us to bring ugly house leads to you?
Any bank-owned property you buy, you're going to go through a realtor to get it because that's the only way you're going to get it. But every once in a while you're out here generating leads for FSBOs, you'll find a house that is best suited for you to pay all cash for because they're asking way below market value. You find those through the same way you find the pretty houses that you're going to use to do for terms.
Right. So getting some of the answers to your questions, we need to get through the real estate agent.
I can barely make out what you just said. I don't know why I'm
getting the question mortgage amount to the real estate.
Lynette, can you hear her question? I cannot understand.
She's saying if she's got a lead through the real estate agent, she's not going to get the mortgage information.
Oh, of course not. The real estate agent means that it's a free and clear house owned by a bank if it's a all cash purchase. No, you're only going to ask the mortgage information if it's a for sale by owner. We'll treat listed properties totally different in the REO world. And, I'll train you on how to do that exactly.
Okay.
Hi, Ron. I have a question about what's the difference between X, pretty house business, and X, pretty house business? And taking ownership program.
Can you wait for a week to get that answer?
Sure,
most
absolutely.
Most have it by the end of the first day. And I'm okay. Going to tell you right now that your whole pretty house business is terms. Pretty houses is a synonym for terms, guys. We're either going to get the people that will either sell with owner financing, sell for what they'll want it, they take over their debt, or we're going to lose option.
Okay. Thank you.
Act is the next strategy. And basically, that just means that we're going to assign a contract, get out, and not stay in the deal. I'm going to teach you that we want to work harder on the deals we're going to stay in because they continually produce revenue for you. Act is that thing we do when we cannot find a reason to stay in it. We just get a chance.
Crystal clear on that. This is 4386.
By the time we process 60 or 80 deals in class, you'll be crystal clear on this.
Okay, Ron, this is Jim Brundoff from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jim.
I have a question. Will you be covering a little more in depth about the, I know you're going to talk about lease options, but the risks and how to avoid them?
Man, if there's anything I'm going to cover, it's that.
Okay.
You don't need to worry about risk. You hang around me, I will not allow you to go and get yourself in a mess.
All right.
Hi, this is Matt from Milwaukee.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how much time, how long is the control without ownership program?
You mean the course, the CDs?
Yeah, the CDs.
There's 11 CDs in there, Matt.
You know how much time that is?
Yeah, it's about 11 hours.
I got a budget. Okay.
You know what? If you don't listen to that before you come in, it's not a deal breaker. Just, we're going to go through the stuff in class you need to know, but honestly, those courses are there for you to get a good idea before you arrive, but I can't honestly sit here and tell you that everybody that comes with you come first.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else?
I have a question.
Fire away.
I'm fairly new in this. Are you, or what would you suggest for us trying to build a buyer's list? Because if we're coming and getting houses under contract, but we don't have any buyers yet.
The entire last day is devoted to that question.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Our partner can't come to Chicago, but they can come to the December meeting. Do we have to come with them?
No. Well, you can't just send somebody. The guest that you send to one, unless it's your spouse. You really should deal with that with the office. And I'm sure they can make arrangements for your guests to come without you, but we need to know that in advance.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. All right, well, guys, you've got a week. Come prepared. I assure you that we will be coming prepared. And I can also promise you, let me do this. Wow.
The conference is in lecture mode.
That was really getting noisy. So,
it was.
Yes, it was.
I can assure you that this will be a four-day event that it will change what you do from that day forward if you come willing to let that happen. Strongly suggest you get all of the activities that you need to do in your daily life and in your business done before you can come. Do not pile stuff up on your agenda to do while you're there. Try to free your calendar up as much as you possibly can and give us a chance to spend those 4 days helping you. I need your focus. I need you to come open-minded. I need you to come prepared to take action, prepared to take notes. And by the way, I don't care if you bring your cell phone and take pictures of on the screen of everything we do. Don't care if you bring a laptop. Bring whatever you think you need. But these 4 days are intense. They are absolutely crammed with information. And if you come and are trying to do 10 other things while you're sitting, trying to sit in class, it is not going to work out well. And I can tell you from experience, if you just take one gap out of these 4 days and you miss one chunk, it could be literally critical to the entire process of putting this systemized business in place. There is no fluff. There is no wasted time. Every bit of the time is focused on exactly what you need to do when you leave. So please leave as much baggage behind you at home as you can when you arrive. And at 4 o'clock on Saturday, you're back into the world all on your own.
That's right. And like you said, Ron, we're going to go over exactly what they need to do when they get home, all the habits, everything they need to put in place, and we're not asking much, and they can change their life with this like we did. I mean, we met you almost 12 years ago, same event exactly, and it changed our life because we took what we learned and we went out there and applied it, and this is available to everybody who's going to be at this event.
And there's only a handful of things you're going to need to do when you leave. We're going to give you as much automation. The sources are all right there. You're not going to have to go out and find a bunch of sources to do anything. We've covered all of that for you. Years of being in this business and years of teaching it and working with our students have prompted us to provide you with the missing pieces, and that has never been easier for you to start in this business and proceed quickly, and there's never been a better opportunity for you to do that. And incidentally, I really don't care how much money you've spent on other trainings before you arrived. You have somehow made your way to the top. Come prepared to absorb all you can get out of this old brain while you're there. With that said, I will see you in a week. Thank you, Brian and Lynette Wolf. Everybody,
you're welcome, Ron. And 7 a.m. I'll be there Wednesday collecting lead sheets. 7 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Bring leads.
Yep.
Yay.
See you guys in a week. Good night.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron. Bye.
Bye.